Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. It's going to be warm today. I'm going to be...
tanning?
No. I'm probably going to be held responsible to take down the Christmas lights outside today.
Oh, I suppose.
Since it's definitely a nice enough day to do it.
I don't know why you don't just leave them up year-round. That's what I would do.
No.
No?
No.
Tacky?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's not like they're way up high where there's no excuse. I mean, only about 5 feet of the lights are higher than 10 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And even then, they're only about 10 feet above the porch.
All right, well, you get that done.
Yeah.
Don't fall.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't want you to fall.
Why would you say that?
Because
you know what's going to happen now.
No, it won't. It won't happen because I said don't fall.
Okay. Well,
I gave
anyway.
You good karma.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So last night, they had Lance on TV, and he admitted to it. We've seen it coming for a while now.
Yes or no? Did you ever take Ben?
Oh, crap. I was doing a joke, and then I screwed it up. Here's the Lance I meant to play.
Would you like to take a moment right now in front of the whole world to set the record straight?
Okay, Jimmy, here goes. For many years, throughout the 90s, I frosted my tips.
You frosted your tips?
Yes, I used chemicals to make the tips of my hair appear to be lighter than the rest of my hair.
That was Lance Bass on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, he did frost his tips.
Yeah. Now, here's the real Lance Armstrong, Oprah, yes, no questions. Hit it.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping 7 times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
I was impressed. I was expecting a little more slow pitch softball type questions.
No, that was straight
that was
to the point.
Cutting to the bone.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
He admitted it. And this EPO thing that they were talking about, I'd never heard of it. So I looked it up.
Okay.
It's EPO is an abbreviation for erythropoietin. I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
It's a chemical that stimulates red blood cell production. Uh-oh. The more red blood cells you have, better you do.
I want some more red blood cells.
They do this naturally.
Okay.
Like, that's why the Olympic training, I remember this from college. I took a athletic training course. And that's why the Olympic training facility is in Colorado, because if you're at altitude, the oxygen is thinner and your body produces more red blood cells.
Oh.
That's why teams, when they play at altitude, struggle a little. They're out of breath more and stuff because
they're
used to sea level, you know, oxygen, not mile high oxygen.
Huh.
Now, I could be wrong in my remembrance of that, but I know the altitude has something to do with it, and I think it was that your body makes more red blood cells at altitude, but...
Okay.
Anyway, so he should have just, you know, moved to, you know, Boulder.
Yeah.
With all the other bicycle hippies there.
And then you can smoke some pot, too, so...
Would marijuana be a performance-enhancing drug?
I don't think so.
Well, to some people it would be. Yeah.
Woo.
Look at my pedals go round.
That would be trippy, man.
Is someone talking to me? In where? What are you talking about? Uh-huh, I sure can.
Is there anyone home?
Why do you keep asking me that question?
I wish I had video of your face right now. You were completely into that right there. I mean,
I was in the moment.
You really were.
What's my motivation? College days, stoners. Go. Whoa. There's a big red clown nose on the end of my microphone.
This is true.
You know why they put it there?
Why?
To prevent disease.
Don't spray Lysol directly on it.
Yeah. We had a little memo in our studio this morning that says, please use the hand sanitizer on your hands only. And someone wrote a little note after it that said, don't drink it.
Oh, I was going to have a shot later after the show.
It also says, please do not use Clorox wipes on the keyboards. It erases the writing.
Okay.
Okay. What writing are they talking about, man? Is it what I typed in the computer, or is it the letters on the keyboards? I don't know.
Letters on the computer, or on the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
It won't erase what you typed.
Okay.
Let's delete. Unless you hit delete.
Right. Don't hit delete. Anyway. We've got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up. Later on this morning also.
The last pair of Chingy tickets.
Sold out Chingy show at the vault tonight. And my favorite game to play on Fridays.
Uh-oh.
Name that new movie.
Yo, yay.
We'll play it later on. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:22, up to 49 today. 31. Time to renew the prescription on my glasses. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My life is a romantic comedy, minus the romance and just me laughing at my own jokes.
Okay.
That's true, right?
There is a word in Today's the Greatest Day that you will not be able to keep from laughing at.
Oh, goody. I can't wait.
I'm betting... You will not be able to stop from laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like we're in junior high all over again.
Oh, that's normal.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 18th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Jason Segel's 33 today. You know, Marshall and How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Been in a few other movies, too, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You got to see a lot of Marshall there.
Yeah.
Marshall's Marshall. Jonathan Davis of Korn is 42. Allison Arngrim is 51 today.
Oh!
Allison Arngrim. You know her.
Oh, I do?
Yep.
Okay.
She was Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Kevin Costner.
I hated that girl.
Kevin Costner's 58 today.
Oh, I love Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I got to serve him tea.
And his band follows me on Twitter.
Yeah. And I was so nervous waiting on his table because I worked in the restaurant he owned in Deadwood.
Oh, I would have been too.
Came with his parents and his super hot then new girlfriend, soon-to-be wife.
Yeah.
Who was my age at the time, which was like 22 years old. He's 58, by the way. Cary Grant was born on this day, 1904. And Bozo the Clown, Bob Bell, born this day, 1922. It's also not the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1788, the first British people showed up in Australia to start a penal colony. Told ya. I told you there'd be a word where you'd go, oh, he said penal.
Yep.
1943, to reduce bakeries' insatiable demand for metal replacement parts during World War II, a wartime ban on the sale of pre-sliced bread went into effect in the U.S. From then on, only whole loaves were sold. Until the end of the war.
Oh.
You know, we've talked a lot about how Adele sold crazy number amount of records.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd makes her look like a chump.
Really?
1973, they finished recording Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
It spent 591 straight weeks on the charts.
Wow.
That's over 11 years. And since its release in March of 1973... It has sold over 45 million copies and still sells over 250,000 copies a year.
That
still.
Is... Wow.
That's insane.
Mind blown.
Let's see. 1993, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was finally celebrated in all 50 states when South Carolina finally caved in and recognized it. And on this day last year, Wikipedia shut down for 24 hours in opposition of the SOPA and PIPA anti-piracy legislation. How did kids get any of their homework done?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Wow.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 1998, the Golden Globes were held. Ally McBeal beat out Seinfeld for best TV comedy. But that's not why it's the greatest day I've ever known.
Oh, okay.
It's the greatest day I've ever known because Titanic won Golden Globes. Four of them, actually, including Best Drama and Best Director for James Cameron.
You are so obsessed.
You know, the funny thing is, I haven't seen this movie in probably 8 years.
Anytime there's anything Titanic, it is the reason why it's the greatest day.
Pretty much. It's a great movie. It's a really good movie.
It is a great movie.
Okay, you have $100. You have to buy a ticket. Which one are you going to? Celine Dion or Britney Spears?
I'd go to Britney.
I would too.
Yeah. I couldn't handle the drama of Celine Dion.
I know.
And she
doesn't even have drama. That's why it's so dramatic.
I know. And she would like knock me out with her arm movements or something.
Yeah.
You could be sitting way up in the nosebleeds and get knocked out because she's
For some reason, she's always got cupcakes on stage with her. I'm not sure what
cupcakes.
That's all about.
Oh.
Titanic won 4 Golden Globes on this day in 1998, and that is why today, January 18th, is... Dirt?
So it seems Tiger Woods is back with his ex. I've got the details coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out today at 49. Very, very, very warm. It's 31 right now. Not bad. We just kind of started talking about off the air songs that would be embarrassing if people knew we had them on our phone or our, I don't have an iPod. I have a Zune HD.
Yeah.
Which would have been awesome if it would have came out around the same time as the iPod.
It would have.
But it came out too late. Nobody bought it. And now I can't get support for it.
That sucks.
I know. It's a cool little device. Anyway, we'll do that coming up in about 45 minutes.
I'm just not embarrassed by any of my stuff.
I know. Because I had my Zune out this morning. I was listening to the radio as I was walking around in the building. And I was just kind of going through the music on there randomly and found a couple of them, one in particular embarrassing thing. Anyway, so maybe you're looking for a job. Maybe you're not. I don't know. But if you are, there was a survey of hiring managers done by Office Team. These are all phrases you should avoid on your resume.
Okay.
These are the 7 most meaningless phrases that people use.
All right.
Highly qualified.
Mm.
Don't say you're highly qualified. Just give your qualifications.
That makes sense.
Hard worker. Well, show how meeting deadlines and handling a lot of stuff to do proves you work hard.
How would you do that on a resume, though?
Talk about, well, it's somewhere in there, either a cover letter or a resume, you're going to talk about the work you did.
I suppose. I'm just saying, like, that's... That'd be a hard one, too.
Team player.
Do. Team player, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give examples of how you worked well with other people.
All right.
Problem solver. Highlight problems you solved. Flexible. Well, mention a major change at your previous job.
Or how high you can put your leg up and how flexible you are.
Ba-doom, boom. You have really got to quit laughing at your own lame jokes.
I know. I told you that the internet quote of the day is totally me. They make me giggle. I can't help it.
Another overused thing people put on resumes, people person. Again, you should give a specific example instead of just saying it. And self-starter.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm a people person.
I'm not.
I know you're not. You are really not a people person, so you could not put that on your resume.
I can be.
No, you're not.
I can be.
At sometimes, depends on what mode you're in, but I would say on average, you're not.
Well, most of the time, I like to be left alone. I mean, if I'm, like, one of my favorite jobs, like in high school and college, was working in convenience stores. Loved it.
Okay.
Because you always had your regulars.
And you only deal with people little bits at a time.
Yeah, there's no one person I have to deal with for more than 2 minutes.
Right.
You know, and if there's, you know, if something goes wrong, well, yeah, okay, now I got to deal with this cranky person, or, you know, or the worst was when their credit card gets declined.
Oh.
And you're like, well, that's not, like, it's my fault your card got declined. Right. Don't yell at me. The machine just said no. Sorry. You have another form of payment for your gas.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It keeps happening to me.
What?
My debit card will get declined, my check card.
Yeah?
It'll get declined. I'll just say, run it again. I just got paid yesterday. I know it's not empty.
Yeah.
And then it'll go through the second time. And every time, you know, the person that does it, that runs the card, they're like, I'm really sorry. It came back declined. I'm like, just run it again. This happens all the time.
I wonder why your card is doing that.
I have no idea.
I wonder if you should just get a new card.
Well, you know what, though? Now that I think about it, I did just get a new card, and it hasn't happened since I got the new one.
Oh, well, maybe it was just the old one, then.
Maybe. I don't know.
Something was wrong with it.
I don't know. But it was, like, they would be more embarrassed than I would. I mean, the first time it happened, I was like, well, you have that sudden fear, like,
your stomach hurts? Yeah. Like, what?
You know.
Yeah.
And they ran it a second time, and yeah, everything was cool, but. You have that moment of panic.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like
your stomach, like immediately, like does a flip flop, like the feeling when you get pulled over for speeding or something.
As soon as you see the lights behind you.
Yeah. Flip flop. And then you like lose your breath a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you have to like stop, think.
Tell yourself to breathe again.
Breathe. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have money in my account. What the heck's going on? Yeah.
The first couple of times I got nervous. Then after that, I'm like, just run it again. It'll work. Sure enough, it did. Another thing I found out was, some of the times that it happened, it was operator error where they had to punch in the last four.
Oh.
They mispunched the numbers.
What a bunch of jerk faces. Pay attention.
How hard is it to read four numbers and then punch them in sequentially into the keypad?
It's kind of hard to read it on my card. Because my card is silver and then the numbers are silver. So it is kind of hard to read.
Okay.
So I could see where you could maybe see it as well.
Okay. Sure. I've got a really fun story here we're going to do in a minute.
Okay.
People believe in conspiracy theories.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. The truth is out there. And we'll find out what truth people are not finding. Coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:54. There is a... I saw this on Gawker yesterday. There was a study done by Fairley Dickinson University in New Jersey. That says that our country is full, completely packed to the brim with morons.
That's exactly what it says.
In their study, 63% of Americans said they believe in at least one political conspiracy theory.
Oh.
That is nearly two-thirds of the entire country. That's a lot of the country.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of them are different. You know, there isn't... none of them are over 50%, but... Here they are. 36% of people are birthers. Remember that term? I believe President Obama is hiding information about his background, his birthplace, and his early life.
Yeah.
25% of people believe President Bush knew about 9/11 in advance. 23% of people think Bush and the Republicans fixed and tampered with the 2004 election when he was reelected. Oddly enough, 19% of people think Obama and the Democrats fixed and tampered with the 2012 election when he was reelected.
Wow.
Yeah. And 75% of Republicans and 56% of Democrats say that at least one of those four conspiracy theories is true.
Ooh.
And they don't just believe conspiracy theories involving the other party. Check this out. 14% of Democrats are birthers. 4% of Democrats believe Obama fixed the last election. 12% of Republicans think Bush had advanced knowledge of 9/11. And 9% of Republicans think Bush fixed the 2004 election.
Weird.
Those are the ultra stupid.
Yeah.
They're the ones you really got to look out for.
Wow.
Yeah. They're also the same ones that want you to buy health products on their Facebook page. Just say no. Say you're all good on detergent or whatever the hell they're selling.
Hot 104.7.com.